This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado residents are being encouraged to get a flu shot along with a COVID booster at the same time and as soon as they can. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The reason, according to infectious disease experts, is because flu season in the U.S. is expected to start early this year, and the severity of illness could also be stronger due to lower flu numbers seen during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's UC Health infectious disease physician, Dr. Michelle Barron.
We haven't really been exposed to flu in the past 2 years, so our immunity is probably down some.
Predictions are based on modeling and trends seen in the Southern Hemisphere. Flu season hit Australia with a vengeance this year, earlier and in higher numbers than usual. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado wildlife managers have picked the general region where they plan to reintroduce wolves. Eric Odell is a top biologist for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. On Friday, he presented a map showing where the state plans to release wolves by the end of next year, fulfilling a ballot initiative Colorado voters narrowly approved in 2020.
So this shows some potential areas for where there may be high ecological suitability and, importantly, a low conflict risk.
The area includes Aspen, Gunnison, Vail, and Montrose. Wildlife managers now plan to consult with local communities about best release locations. A recall effort is underway for Colorado lawmaker Kevin Priola, who switched to the Democratic Party in August. The state senator from Adams County previously cited the January 6th insurrection and climate change as reasons for leaving the GOP. Colorado Secretary of State's office approved the recall petition last week. Petitioners now have until November 8th to collect enough signatures and force a recall. Priola's term ends in 2025. It's 6:06. You're listening to CPR News. In Grand Junction right now, it is 59 degrees and clear. Today, the high will be 95, and it might be a little bit hazy, so just be aware.